बरेच सुंदर आहे सर.
Hi, hi, Virat. So, you know, you always speak about Adelaide 2014 as having been the beginning of the whole captaincy reign and this new chapter of Indian cricket. But here you are 6 years later, a different challenge altogether, pink ball. And, you know, your preparation's been very different. You've been a busybody in the nets the last 4, 5, 6 days. So can you just put it into perspective? Like, is this almost a culmination of that journey?
I mean, I like to keep things very simple. I don't quite carry forward anything from the past. I think it's very important to stay in the present moment and understand the process that you're going through in that particular moment. So last time around, our challenge was different. Starting in Adelaide, we obviously had a goal in our sight, which we wanted to achieve, which was to win the series, and it was important to start. And the goal remains similar this time around as well. Having said that, a pink ball test is probably going to be a bit more challenging in terms of conditions and how the ball moves around in the evening and stuff like that. So, yeah, for us as a team, it's about adaptability and being able to adapt to different conditions. And, you know, probably the focus will be to understand the situations that we are presented with and trying to counter that as best possible to our abilities. And yeah, I think every challenge is new and different, and you have to understand the difficulties and the requirements to fulfill that particular challenge and hopefully make sure that you come out on top. So yeah, you can take inspiration from what's happened in the past, but I don't think that guarantees anything heading into the future, and we have to stay present and play our best cricket to start well in Adelaide.
Rika Roy followed by Melinda Farrell.
Hi, Virat. Good afternoon. Virat, basically, I would just like to ask you about Greg Chappell wrote in his column last week, calling you the most, an Australian in a non-Australian in an Australian mold. And also it seems that, you know, the Australians are particularly bewitched by you and Bumrah. How are you handling this kind of adulation? Are you kind of, are people actually coming up and telling you, and this is what is being talked about, not just you, but even about Bumrah, you know, how are you guys coping up with all such things?
Well, look, firstly, I would like to say that I have always been myself, and the way my personality and character is, I think it's a representation of the new India, and for me, that's how I look at it. It's not as such, in my mind, a comparison to me being similar to Australian mindset or anything like that. For me, it's how we have started to stand up as a team. As the Indian cricket team, and my personality has always been this way from day one. So I would like to say that this for me is a representation of the new India, where we want to take up challenges and move forward with optimism and positivity and make sure that we're up and ready for any challenge that comes our way. Secondly, look, I have been touring this place for many years now. And it's a wonderful place to play cricket. When you perform well here, you earn the respect of the public, and obviously there'll be anticipation and chat around wanting to see you play. Similarly with Jaspreet as well. Last time around, he performed really well here, so there's obviously going to be anticipation and excitement to watch him bowl. Similarly for me, I've been coming here for many years, and as I said, when you do well here, the public looks forward to seeing you on the field. And I think for us, more importantly, it's about the general public wanting to see India perform as a team, which was the highlight of our last tour here. So yeah, our focus remains that. All the external things are not in our control and something that we do not focus on. That's great for, publicity of the series and so on and so forth. But for us, the focus truly and simply remains how well we can perform as a team here.
Melinda Farrell.
Thanks. Hi, Virat. Just wondering, if you find yourself in an unusual position in captaining this first test, knowing that then you'll be handing the reins over to Ajinkya for the others. So just wondered how much of a coordinated approach have you had in the approach to the series as a whole, or do you just look at it as, you know, this is your one test and then you're gone? How's that worked between you?
Well, firstly, we've had a lot of mutual understanding and respect over the years. We've had some great partnerships batting together, which is based on trust and understanding what needs to be done for the team. Jinx has done a tremendous job in the two practice games, the tour games that have happened. And he seems to be very composed and he knows the strengths of our team and how we need to go about things. And actually, the way that we have played our cricket has been a collective effort of the whole team. It's a cultural effort and not only down to me strategizing things and putting things in front of people. It's the whole team that's bought into it. So we already know the template that we play with and how we want to go about things. So we're absolutely on the same page, and I'm sure he'll do a tremendous job in my absence as well. But the focus remains till the time I'm here to be able to provide captaincy and leadership and performance as a player to the best of my abilities. And then from then on, I'm pretty confident that Jinx will do a tremendous job. I've said this previously as well, that I feel like this is his time to really, step up and perform strongly as an individual. And then as a captain as well, I think he'll do a great job when I'm gone back home. So we are on the same page completely, and the vision remains simply to put in good performances and make sure that we are competing every game and the idea is to win the series.
Neeru Bhatia, Kushan Sarkar, followed by Arani Basu.
Yeah, hi.
Hello.
I wanted to ask you, you had a few young faces coming in into the side. There's been a lot of talk about the opening combination, etc. In case you have the youngsters partnering, either of the youngsters, Shaw or Gill, partnering Mayank, what are your expectations of the young? So what exactly do you expect them? What expect from them?
Well, they're obviously very, very talented players, and that's the reason why they are here. Shubman hasn't got opportunities at this level yet in Test cricket. So, as and when he gets an opportunity, it'll be interesting to see how he goes about things, because he's a very, very confident young man. Prithvi has performed at the Test level, but he'll be playing in Australia for the first time. So, I think it's very exciting to see his progress as well. Mayank came through last time around. We toured here and he batted brilliantly without any baggage. So, that's what you expect from the younger guys. They just go out there, have no baggage from the past. Just go out there, express themselves and put the team in strong positions and, play that brand of fearless cricket along with being calculated and reading situations for the team. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting to always have young guys on the team because, as I said, they can play more freely and you can literally just tell them to go out there and enjoy their skill sets. And make sure when they have the opportunity to capitalize as much as possible for the team and let the senior guys take more responsibility and load and, the pressure of what comes with playing a test match and a full test series. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I'm really looking forward to see how they go in the series and be very, very confident about them.
Arani?
Can I go?
Yes.
Yeah. Virat, my question is, taking a cue from the previous question, like, where does it leave KL Rahul, who has been in great white ball form? He has been practicing at the Nets. We have seen you watching him closely at the Nets. Like, where does KL Rahul fit in the scheme of things? He has 36 test matches. He has 100 in Australia previously. So do you see him fitting in the first test scheme of things?
Well, look, it all boils down to the combination. KL is obviously a quality player and hence he's been included back into the test squad. And you know, we'll have to see what combination suits the balance of the team the best. I think Molin will probably release the playing squad straight after the conference is over. But yeah, look, everyone is playing well. Everyone is feeling good. As I said, we have a lot of quality players. If you talk about someone like Hanuma Vihari as well, he's been absolutely solid, and you know, he's someone who has a lot of grit and character as well. So KL was brought into the side, understanding that, you know, we do have opening options already. And when Rohit comes back into the team, we have another opener who's you know, established and is going to start. So KL, where he fits and how he fits is a conversation that we'll have to monitor closely. But yeah, look, we have to bring our best squad to Australia, and then whatever combination you want to go in with, which is the best suited for the team's balance, according to those conditions as well, is the one that you're going to go forward with. So yeah, so Molin will release the team straight after the conference is done.
Gaurav Joshi, and then we will move to Australian press.
Hi, Virat. Just want to ask, with the ping pong, there's so many sort of various factors. Can you even like plan for a test match like this? Because, you know, with the sun setting, you don't know when you're going to bowl, bat. Is it so difficult to plan? It's almost based on what comes in front of you.
Yeah, I think you can have a fair idea of how you want to go about things, but I don't think you can concretely plan anything in test cricket. Test cricket is all about encountering situations and reacting to the situations to the best of your abilities, understanding when you need to attack, when you need to defend, when you need to bat through the session, end the session well, start a session well. The pink ball test obviously brings in a few more variables, like the twilight period you just mentioned. It's a tricky one to bat in that situation, and probably bowling in the first session as well. It's up to being more disciplined, and then at night you have more to offer with the ball. So it's actually the other way around when you compare a normal test match scenario, and something that we'll have to analyze and monitor as we go into the test match and as we encounter the situation changing and unfolding itself in front of us. And we're actually ready to be able to come up with our plans into any situation that we are faced with. So, yeah, I think it's important to be prepared, but you can't really pre-plan anything, especially in a test, which is the ping ball test, where so many variables through the day.
We'll take three more questions in English and final one by Surandan, sir. Andrew View. Andrew, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, I'm just having a bit of problems with the buttons. G'day, Vera. Just want to ask you about Steve Smith. Now that he's had a bit of an issue with his back, I was wondering, would you like to test that back out by giving him a bit more short pitch bowling to see, you know, how much movement he does have, and given the record that New Zealand had against him with that ball as well last year?
Well, I don't think the back's got anything to do with us changing our plans to him or any other batter. Our plans are pretty much sorted and ready for all the batsmen that we're going to come up against. And we have to make sure that we execute those plans consistently and as efficiently as possible to be able to trouble them and you know, get those breakthroughs and dismiss them at the right times during the test match. So yeah, we're not focused on if their players are going to start or not, and would they start, would they not start. We're not bothered about those things. We are only focused on what we can do as a team, and take that confidence and those plans onto the field to be able to execute them. So yeah, we're solely focused on what we can do as a side.
Yeah, Peter Lalanek.
Virat, it appears that the relationship between the teams is somewhat better than it has been in recent years. Do you put that down to the IPL, to an evolution in characters, or perhaps to a change in the way that Australia goes about its cricket?
I think it's a combination of all those factors. I think this year also has made people realize a lot of things which might not have been necessary in the past, where you hold grudges or, you know, you have unnecessary tension between teams or individuals, which is absolutely pointless. You're still going to be professional and make sure that you're positive and aggressive in your body language and the way you go about things on the field. But I don't think that things are going to be as personal as they used to be before. Also, because of the fact that we all understand that, you know, we are contributing to a larger cause, and it's the quality of cricket that has to stand out. And obviously, you're going to try to get people out. You're going to try to score runs. But at the end of the day, the unnecessary stuff, it's going to get filtered out pretty much by itself. Yeah, it could be a culmination of playing IPL together, a lot of IPL cricket, Australia changing their approach to an extent. And also, as I said, just the way things have panned out this year, everyone's just grateful for the opportunity to be back on the field. It's not like the games haven't been as intense or as competitive. It's just the unnecessary stuff which has been filtered out. And I feel like there's much more respect between the sides. And you can see that on the field. And I hope that, you know, the cricket continues to be competitive. We should not compromise on the quality of the cricket. And banter is going to go on here and there all the time. That's the highest level of cricket that we play at. And it's going to be very competitive. There's going to be tension. There's going to be stress. There's going to be emotions, you know, flaring every now and then. But I don't foresee anything getting personal anymore. And I think we're also, all of us, getting smarter and a few more years into our careers. So we're going to make better choices and smarter choices, but make sure that the quality of the cricket remains.
Final question in English, followed by Surendran sir. 7 News Sydney Newsroom.
Virat, you were very eloquent about saying that you're a representation of the new India, and Tim Payne's sort of saying similar sort of diplomatic approaches to India. But should we realise in the media and the public that Test cricket is a lot more than polite applause on the boundary and tea and scones? Is that what we tend to forget about when we criticise the argy-bargy between the two teams?
Well, look. The media has absolute full, right and space to see things and perceive them as and how they want. For us as cricketers, we understand that we do what is required for the team in that moment. To make sure that they're moving forward as a side, whether it's standing up to some chirp on the field or just being aggressive in our plans and in our body language as a side. I think, look, at the highest level, as I said, the quality of cricket cannot be compromised. If you're stepping onto the field thinking, yeah, we'll have smiles and handshakes throughout the day, and, you know, we're not going to be as competitive or as aggressive in our body language, then I think that's a wrong idea to have. You have to maintain the dignity of the sport, but you also have to understand that you're competing at the highest level with two quality sides going at each other. And there are going to be moments where things are going to get difficult and teams are going to stand up against each other, but not in a disrespectful way is what I meant. There's definitely a lot more to Test cricket. Appreciation for someone's performance or someone's grit and character comes at the end of 5 days is what I believe. And through the 5 days, obviously, the crowds are going to try to make things as difficult for us as possible. We are going to try to make things as difficult as possible for the opposition. And that's the beauty of Test cricket. You can appreciate the efforts put in by both teams at the end of 5 days and make sure that you don't carry anything off the field from there on is what I meant. So, but on field, things are going to be competitive. It's going to be high voltage cricket because we have quality players on both sides, and they're all hungry and eager to perform for their teams and make sure that they help their team win. So yeah, it's definitely going to be as competitive as it's always been over so many years between India and Australia.
And the final question of the day, Surendran sir.
विराट कैसे हो विराट पूछना चाहता था कि आप हमेशा बोलते हो कि स्टेइंग इन प्रेजेंट इम्पॉर्टेंट है और ऑस्ट्रेलिया के इतने सारे मैचेस देखने के बाद पता चलता है कि वो मोमेंटम तोड़ने में माहिर है समझो हमने एक सेशन अच्छा खेला है एंड ऑफ द सेशन एंड ऑफ द डे दो विकेट ज्यादा निकालेंगे और वो एडवांटेज का ड्यूस हो जाता है तो तो कई सीनियर प्लेयर ये भी बोलते हैं कि 2 घंटे के 3 मैचेस दिन में हम खेलने के सोचते हैं तो ऑस्ट्रेलिया के खिलाफ खेलें, तो आप इसमें कितना विश्वास रखते हो कि बॉल बाय बॉल, आवर बाय आवर, सेशन बाय सेशन हमें जीतना पड़ेगा, अच्छा खेलना पड़ेगा?
बिल्कुल सर, आई थिंक काफी एक्यूरेट बात है और हम लोगों का माइंडसेट यही रहता है, हम लोग डिटर्मिनेशन के साथ फील्ड पे जाएं तो उस डिटर्मिनेशन टीम के लिए, अपने सेल्फिश स्पेस के लिए नहीं, अपने रन्स के लिए नहीं, बट टीम के लिए कि टीम को क्या जरूरत है, उस डिटर्मिनेशन में आपको हर तरीके के सॉल्यूशन मिलेंगे कि हमें अभी रन बनाने टीम के लिए, अभी हमें 1 घंटा खेल के निकालना है, एंड ऑफ डेज प्ले है या टी से पहले आधा घंटा है, तो जब डिटर्मिनेशन होती है कि टीम के लिए हमको हर चीज करनी है ऑन द फील्ड, तो आप स्मार्टर चॉइसेस करेंगे फील्ड पे, आपके डिसीजंस बेटर होंगे। तो आई थिंक यहाँ पे क्रिकेट खेलने के लिए आपको डिटर्मिनेशन होना बहुत जरूरी है और एक फेलियर या 2 फेलियर की वजह से डिमोरलाइज ना होना उससे भी ज्यादा जरूरी है, क्योंकि आपको बार बार टेस्ट क्रिकेट में वापस आना पड़ेगा, आपको 5 दिन तक हर मैच में वापस आना पड़ेगा, एक सेशन के बाद दूसरे सेशन में वापस आना पड़ेगा, तो उसके लिए डिटर्मिनेशन बहुत जरूरी है और अपनी एबिलिटी में बिलीफ बहुत जरूरी है। और हम लोग इतनी टेस्ट क्रिकेट खेले हुए, हमें पता है कि अगर हम अपना माइंडसेट ठीक रखेंगे तो हम सॉल्यूशन जरूर ढूंढेंगे, अगर चीजों को ज्यादा कॉम्प्लिकेट करेंगे तो सॉल्यूशन ढूंढना मुश्किल हो जाता है। तो चीजों को सिंपल रख के एक सिंगल माइंडेड फोकस के साथ कि टीम के लिए कुछ भी करने के लिए रेडी है, उसमें आपको हमेशा सॉल्यूशन गेम अपने आप प्रेजेंट करेगी, आपको स्कोरबोर्ड देख के हमेशा पता चल जाता है कि खेलने की क्या जरूरत है। अगर आप प्रेजेंट मोमेंट में हैं तो आप उस सिचुएशन के हिसाब से ही वहां पे सॉल्यूशन जो है वो निकाल पाएंगे।
थैंक यू कैप्टन, थैंक यू एवरीवन, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू।